and James from ShrewdPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike, truly living up to his name this week.
I lived up to your name this week, my friend.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we'll get into it on our main topic. Until today, I've spent the past 6 days in my tiny house, me and my cat, Bjorn.
Yep, and I was 5 days inside this one.
Yeah. With a family.
Yeah.
And not just a cat.
No.
And no, sketchy internet.
Well, I have sketchy internet.
Your internet is sketchy for a whole different reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do we have coming up this week, good sir?
Well, coming up this week on the show is we're going to be talking about Tesla Motors and how they're announcing a new home battery, Tennessee to legalize marijuana.
Yay!
Icemageddon 2015.
Oh, is the main topic, yeah.
And coming up in Nutrition Punk is our officials declare eating healthy a mental disorder. But before we get into that, it is time to give a shout-out to our great sponsors, starting with an oldie but goodie, JMBullion.com.
If you are investing gold and silver, and I highly suggest you should be investing in gold and silver for a monetary hedge, then I suggest you get your gold and or silver from JMBullion.com, where all orders have free shipping. There's a $100 minimum, which is good for the internet.
And really easy to get to with precious metals.
Exactly. So you just save up your money and make one big order instead of ridiculous orders and get your, you know, order eat up by shipping and handling on metals, which usually does.
You know, I found an ounce of silver the other day that I believe you had given us a while back.
Was it a Christmas coin?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I think.
That and an ounce of copper.
Yeah. I remember giving your daughter the TSP, copper medallion.
Yeah, we found them while my wife had them put up for safekeeping.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah. But I always have one piece of silver right here on the pod board.
Yep.
My dime, which is turning brown? What is that?
No. And okay. Make sure you go to the banner in the right-hand margin and click JM Bullion to do your ordering.
And while you are over in that banner on the right-hand side of survivalpunk.com, click on the little spot marked campingsurvival.com. For all of your bug-in and bug-out needs, campingsurvival.com. Why don't you tell us something about them? Survival Punk James.
What up, bud? Campingsurvival.com, where you can get things like fish antibiotics, the life straw, and all the stuff you need to camp, bug-out, bug-in, packs to long-term food storage to the god-awful water bricks. They have them. They have them a good price if you happen to want those. So get all that from campingsurvival.com. Banner in your right-hand margin.
Exactly. In the same place as Mai Tai Exotic Asian Coffee, and I'm surprised that my wife still has some of that left.
I am surprised she still has some, too. I finished that bag of Mexicali, which I thought was delicious, and I'm now on a bag of pumpkin spice, which did a lot to help keep me sane during my 6 day hiatus in the tiny house.
How does drinking coffee keep you sane?
You don't want to see me without coffee for 6 days.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, it is a great thing then that you have a massive supply of Mai Tai Exotic Asian Coffee.
Yes, which I highly support the work that they do in Thailand with the charity work, and they're paying of their workers a fair trade wage.
Yep.
So, band right-hand margin, buy you some Mai Tai coffee. Mexicali is my top pick for their coffees.
And if you're wanting some great food to go along with that delicious cup of coffee you're now enjoying, click on WellFoodCo.com.
Which I wish I had made an order of WellFoodCo food before Icemageddon, because I really could have went for some paleo cookies during this time when my mind was snapping out.
You know, every time you say paleo cookies, my mind just wants to divide in half.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just good, high-quality ingredients, gluten-free, you know, made from, like, almond flour and maybe honey and not sugar. You know, organic, high-quality. Tastes super good. I think I brought some of their food over here for you guys to try, but that was, like, it was, like, a year or so ago. Super good. Highly recommend doing it. Yeah. Mm. They're next on my list to order from here soon. And for Well Food Co. and everything else, make sure you check the margin in the right-hand corner.
Alrighty, Tesla Motors is announcing a new home battery. Now, what do they mean by that exactly?
For like home energy stuff, whatever. Let me look up the article. There we go. Tesla Motors announces a new home battery living off the grid will soon be status quo. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla Motors, announced Wednesday that the company is working on a new kind of battery that would be used to power homes. Based on Tesla's lithium-ion battery technology, the new battery is expected to help the company become a leader in the growth of home energy storage markets.
Speaking during an earnings conference call on Wednesday, Musk said the design of the battery is complete and production would begin in about 6 months.
Wow.
Although the company did not provide any date for the product's launch, Musk said that he was pleased with the result. "We're going to unveil the Tesla home battery, consumer battery that would be in for use in people's houses or businesses fairly soon," Bloomberg quoted Musk as saying. During an earnings call last year, Musk had talked about his plans to make a product that would be fitted into consumers' homes instead of their cars. He had expressed an interest in home energy storage market and predicted enormous demand for battery systems to back up power at both homes and businesses.
"We are trying to figure out what would be a cool stationary battery pack," Forbes had quoted Musk as saying at the time. "Some will be like a Model S pack, something flat 5 inches off the wall mounted with a beautiful cover and an integrated bi-directional inverter and plug-and-play." The Palo Alto, California-based automaker already produces residential energy storage units through SolarCity Corp., a solar-powered company that names Musk as its chairman and biggest shareholder. In addition, Tesla's Fremont, California faculty also produces large stationary storage systems for businesses and utility clients, Bloomberg reported. "The long-term demand for storage, for stationary energy storage, is extraordinary."
Extraordinary.
J.B. Straubel, Tesla's chief technical officer, said, "We put in a huge amount of effort here." And that is beautiful. There's a picture you'll see if you look at the article of this battery storage tank that looks straight out Star Trek.
Or kind of looks like a cooler full of cassettes.
Yeah, it's pretty neat looking.
It's red and black, so it's good. That's a plus.
That's orange.
That's orange?
That's Star Trek TIE Fighter orange, my friend.
Oh, well, from this side of the screen, it looked red.
Star Wars. Oh, Jeff Radke's going to kill me right now. Jeff Radke from the Lost Skills podcast, by the way.
Yes. "At the moment, many solar or wind-powered homes have to remain on the grid because there has not been a way to store extra power for lean hours. If given a relatively cheap and reliable battery to hold the power needed, building off-grid in the country would become commonplace, and even in the city, self-powered homes could be less expensive option than being grid-tied. Now, who's really to fire their monopoly power company?"
Yes. I mean...
Ready.
You know, storage exists. I have a battery backup system. This looks like it would be amazing, and I'd love to do this. You know, I don't have any alternative methods to power it. I just plug it into the wall through a battery controller, and it stores electricity from the grid because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not free, but it's cheap, and it's available.
Right.
You know? And then when I need it, I have it.
Like if the power goes off.
The power goes out. I've used it a few times, you know, to run the lights around the when I had an apartment, you know, and stuff.
How much energy? I mean, how long could you use a single charge for? Often?
I have one deep cycle marine battery. I could run my refrigerator off of the thing, maybe for a little while. The thing is, my general long term plan, and I'll get into this during the main topic of the day because I found a kink in it. Is to run it off of that and then recharge the marine battery from my car using, jumper cables.
Hmm.
So that way I could charge the battery back up, cause your car is a generator.
Right.
I mean, really it is. So you top it up with that and then you could, you know, as long as you have gas in your car, you could just keep running that thing as, you know, cause I don't have a generator and why when I have a really efficient car.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about putting up some solar panels?
I have. It's on the agenda to do. So I'm not completely off the grid right now, but I want to move more towards off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I mean, electricity, I have electricity. I have satellite, which I wouldn't really consider a grid because there's nothing, there's no connection to a city or local municipality.
Right.
You know, I'm connecting to satellites in the sky. And the water is from a spring, so that's not municipality either. So really the only grid tie I have is electricity, and it's available. Why not use it?
Yeah, very true.
So work towards being, you know, self-sufficient, but not at the moment. So yeah, Tesla did good things with the electric car. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah.
And it looks like this is going to be good if they can get the price right. The Tesla is sort of in that supercar price range. I certainly can't afford it, but it's nice. I've seen one in person. It's really nice. So what do we got next?
Okay, coming up next on the show, Tennessee to possibly move toward legalizing marijuana.
Yeah, and I kind of realized that we're reading a pot story like every other week at this point, but I'm not even a big supporter. I'm not a big personal fan of marijuana.
No, you're sober.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of it personally, but it kind of symbolizes freedom to me. You know, as in, it's sort of a useless law that I don't really agree with. So the decriminalizing of it, I almost, like, it's such a big movement in personal freedom of, you know, making that choice of what you want to take substance-wise that I am super all for any move in that direction of legalizing it anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, I'm a big supporter that Colorado did it and, you know, they're doing really well because of it.
And besides, the government and the whole medical profession in general is already trying to put enough stuff in your body.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
So there's that, you know, so all the medical purposes that it has, all mm-hmm. the, just, I mean, by decriminalizing it, you remove a whole population that doesn't need to be in jail in the first place.
Right. Plus cannabinoids kill cancer cells.
There's that. I mean, I said medical and, so no one in jail. No. I had a third point. No, I'm not high, guys. I don't forget what I'm doing. But yeah, I really like to talk about it. So, my own home state here of Tennessee is, and I've not read this article. Where is it? Excuse me one second, folks.
Wow.
There it is. It's on benswan.com.
What's up with the dinosaur?
It's saying that your internet sucks.
Okay. We got a picture. Okay. Following news that TN Normal has launched a petition drive to place a referendum on Nashville's upcoming August mayoral ballot that would allow voters to decide whether to defund enforcement of low-level marijuana arrests for possession of less than 2 ounces. State-level lawmakers have also introduced 2 new bills that, if they were to become law, would weaken Tennessee's ban on pot. According to Wait TV, State Representative Harold Lowe, D. Nashville, introduced HB 0873, which would legalize possession and the casual exchange of a 0.5 ounce of marijuana or less. The bill would also modify Tennessee Criminal Code by adjusting the penalty for the possession, distribution, or casual exchange of over 1 ounce of pot to a misdemeanor punished by a $100 fine.
That's a slap on the wrist of even that.
Yep. The companion version of the bill, SB 1211, has been introduced in Tennessee Senate by Senator Jeff Yarbrough, D. Nashville. If it were to pass, the bill would go into effect on July 1st of this year.
From the other side of the aisle, Republican State Representative Jeremy Faison from Cosby, Tennessee. You ever heard of Cosby, Tennessee?
No, I've never heard of the Cosby, Tennessee, but I think it's where they make the Jell-O pudding pops.
I bet it is where they make the Jell-O pudding snacks. Introduced a bill last month that would decriminalize the possession and use of cannabis oil for medical purposes. Good job, Republican.
Awesome.
I noticed that the Democrats are trying to legalize weed. I'm like, oh, I bet the Republicans are going to shut it down. But that's pretty good. BenSwan.com.
They might just have really, you know, the Republicans might just be finally realizing, hey, we should support something that people want to happen.
I have comments on it. BenSwan.com, previous report on two Tennessean parents who were forced to move to Colorado to obtain cannabis oil treatment for their two-year-old daughter, Piper. What a good name. Who suffers from Aicardi syndrome, a seizure disorder, according to WBIR-TV. Faison's bill would allow individuals suffering from intense seizures to use cannabis oil, State Senator Becky Duncan Massey.
Or Knoxville.
Yep, Republican Knoxville, has introduced the accompany bill to the Tennessee Senate.
Said Faison of the bill, cannabis oil has shown evidence to help children who suffer with seizures, and I strongly believe that if the legislature joins me in passing this bill, it will be one of those times that government does get it right. Faison pointed out the fact that his bill would stop short of legalizing medical marijuana, as it would only allow oils with less than a 0.9% THC content. Back in September of 2014, Ben Swan released an expose on federal government's mixed messages on medical marijuana and cannabis oil, despite the fact that the federal government claims that marijuana is one of the most dangerous drugs with no medical use. It also holds a patent on medical marijuana. Watch Ben Swan's Truth in the Media episode on medical marijuana in the player below. I probably shouldn't have read that part. They can't see it.
If you come here, you can
BenSwan.com, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. We're not playing the video.
I almost think that in politics, once you kind of get the ball rolling, like you have like those few standout people that take the risk, you know, with California legalizing medical marijuana, with Colorado
legalizing recreational
marijuana,
and Washington State and Oregon.
Yeah, they've got the ball rolling, and the other states are. I mean, one, they're seeing the tax revenue that they're creating, and they're like, well, heck yeah. I mean, and once you break that ice of doing something, you know, it just makes it easier. So I think now,
yeah,
I think the bandwagon's gonna be jumped on.
But I honestly think it's the tax revenue. I mean, why else would they do it? They're just like Mr. Krabs off SpongeBob. Money, 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 money.
Yeah. That's why I think the Republicans here are doing it. They want the tax money. And then, you know, anytime they can throw kids into anything, you know, oh, you gotta do it for the kids, for the kids!
For the kids!
Yeah, they just want money and power. But.
Doesn't everybody?
Every tiny step in the right path to freedom, I like.
Yep.
So, keep decriminalizing it.
Absolutely. I mean, oh boy. Did you guys out there hear that? I'm inventing a new survival punk drinking game. Every time I say absolutely, take a shot.
Absolutely.
Except for you.
A vodka. Absolute vodka. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolute. Unofficial sponsor.
Yep.
Okay. Coming up now is our main topic. Icemageddon 2015.
Oh. This was a wild ride storm here for, pretty much all of Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, for those of you outside of the area, we got hit by one of the most epic ice storms I've seen in over a decade. It didn't start snowing. It started icing one night. I mean, frozen rain, sleet, yep. Just coming down sheets and sheets of little tiny individual ice crystals that all formed one gigantic frozen hell, not unlike what may have been seen in a book by Dante.
Yes. I worked that night, and I was actually on lunch when the frozen rain started. So I came out to the parking lot, sit in my car and eat, and listen to podcasts. And I went back in, and I had to be careful because the parking lot had become so slick in that time period.
Like a rink?
Yes. So the drive home that day was interesting. So we went back outside and it started to snow. So the snow, covered up the ice. tricky, tricky.
Yeah, giving you that false illusion that maybe it's just snow.
Yeah, everything was super duper slick. I got off work at 7 in the morning.
Ugh.
I pulled into my... I got home at 9:30. That was... I could not make it into my driveway.
I was just about to ask you, could you make it into the driveway the first
time? We had a parking spot in the lower part of the hill, and I parked there.
And you had to walk... Oh, my God.
And I walk all the way up the hill.
That slick-ass hill and drive. Oh, yeah. My God. And that's a pretty good walk for you. I mean, that's uphill, and it's... I mean, that's steep.
It's kind of slippery. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. I did that trip several times over the past couple of days.
I can imagine.
So that was Monday morning. I got home at 9:30, so quite a bit of time. To do an interview with Jeff Radke. And I did not.
You interviewed him or he interviewed you?
He interviewed me.
He interviewed you for what?
Lost Skills Podcast.
The Lost Skills Podcast, you say?
Podcast, yes. So yeah.
Shout out Jeff Radke.
I've not left my house really since then. Boy. I tried to leave. Maybe one or two other times, and there was a sort of gentle hill that was so iced up, I just slid back down it. Cause I really couldn't get any traction, I couldn't get going, and there was nothing to grip to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one side was a ditch, and their side was a drop off to a creek about 30 feet below. Didn't really want to gun it.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So which way am I going? Fireplace or fire?
Yeah. I ended up getting my car stuck. When the ice melted in the bottom parking spot, it then turned to mud that I got stuck in. That was an ordeal to get unstuck.
You said you dug yourself down a few inches.
Maybe 12 inches.
Oh,
I
good.
I dug a crater.
God.
Yeah, so it was a while to get out.
Oh, fucking foot in the ground. Shit.
I learned a lot about my food preps in that time. So there, I had no worries whatsoever of running out of food.
Is that when those guys, you ran into those guys? You said a bunch of guys that helped you get on? Yeah.
Oh, those two kids. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just some kid helped me get out. Some kid and some, like, random, like, there were a bunch of teenagers in a car. Probably shouldn't have been.
We'll tell you more about that car in a bit.
Yeah. A jacked up, like, four-wheel monster that they stuck, like, we'll tell you about it in a bit. So yeah, I found a couple holes in my preps. I hate to admit it, but
oh my God, really?
I am, I drink Coke Zero. I've tried to quit sodas and I cut back on them, but I've been dying for a Coke Zero for the past 6 days. It's been terrible. Luckily I buy my bacon in like 3 pound packages at a time. So I have plenty of bacon to last. Eggs, however, I was down to like the last day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the way home, I stopped at the gas station and filled up my kerosene container, which keeping it nice and toasty inside lasted me until, I just ran out.
Oh, really?
So today I would have had to get more kerosene.
And this is actually your first day out, isn't it?
Yes, it's first day out. And then I came here because I knew we had the podcast and I had to take care of some other stuff. And, like I said, I ran out of, technically I'm out of eggs. I got one more day of eggs. Heavy whipping cream that I use in my coffee is out.
Yeesh.
Which I've looked up and I found out that there is a powdered heavy whipping cream. So I'll be having some of that in my
powdered preps. Heavy whipping cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, you don't even need to. You just put it in your coffee.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's like.
Now that I'd
creamer,
try.
But it doesn't have, you know, bullshit in it.
Yeah. I tried putting fucking heavy whipping cream in my coffee. First off, there was the skin thing that developed on top sometimes.
What?
Skin.
I've never had that happen.
I have had it happen on several occasions. You pour it in, leave it alone for a minute, come back, there's skin on top. A film. That will cling to shit.
Never had that happen.
And it tasted straight up like butter.
Well, I drink butter in my coffee, and they don't taste anything like...
Well, this tasted like there was butter in my coffee. Have you ever put butter in your coffee?
Yes.
It's so freaking good.
Actually, it's oily.
Yeah, that's the way this tasted.
I don't know what you're doing.
I was using heavy whipping cream. It said heavy whipping cream on the side of the carton.
Weird. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it was horrible. I never even finished the carton.
Huh.
God only knows what happened to it, because I never took it out of the work refrigerator.
That's terrible.
I think eventually they just threw it away.
Yeah. So there's that. I have powdered eggs. I mean, I could have dipped into those, but
mm-hmm.
powdered eggs really make terrible scrambled eggs.
You should make French toast, powdered eggs, powdered milk, powdered bread.
I don't eat most of that. I need to increase, I ate paleo the entire time I was stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I need to increase my deep freezer storage of right. meat a little bit. So I kind of dug down in that a little bit, and then, my canned meats, I dug into a lot, and then I made some soups. My cooking type fats I exhausted. Like, I used pretty much all of my olive oil gone. Super depleted my coconut oil, and I used up all of my butter. So.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah. Some butter in the freezer, you know, stock. So yeah, I mean, there's just some of those things like that I just ran out of, and those are the things I eat. That's what I need to store more of. Maybe I know they have a good brand of grass-fed canned butter. Red Feather butter. I've had some. I won it in a contest. And, it's delicious, by the way.
Better or worse than Kerrygold?
About the same.
About the same?
A little bit smoother because it's in a can, you know, I mean, like.
Canned butter.
Yeah.
I've never had canned butter.
I have. It's pretty good.
I gotta try that.
It's from New Zealand, perhaps?
New Zealand?
Yeah, because that's all they feed their cattle there is grass. We haven't polluted their minds with grains yet.
Yeah, but New Zealand, I don't even know her.
Yeah. So those things, I had, so a little review for you off-gridders. The only option for internet where I live is satellite. And I went with Dish Network.
Dish Network?
They offered me a good deal, so I went ahead and took it.
He took it.
The satellite, actually, I was pretty darn...
tootin'.
Astounded with the service.
Really?
Of the TV.
Astounded, you say?
Yeah, so, you know, snowing, rainstorming, sleeting, icing, all that stuff, all the weather we've had for the past couple days, I've had the signal break up once.
Huh. And you just had to go out and clean off your satellite dish?
I just waited, and it just went away in a second later.
Oh, really?
So that was good. The internet, not so much the same story. Much bigger satellite. I had to go out and pour salt on it a few times and, like, wipe it down.
Boy, that's when you had to go out and clean out the satellite.
Yeah, which is luckily the internet satellite dish, which is giant, is on the ground. Like, it has a tripod thing on the ground.
Huh.
So I can get to it pretty easy. The TV one is up on a pole, and it would have been a pain in the ass. I'm not going to climb up a ladder in an ice storm.
Damn.
But I did have internet 85% of the time.
Well, at least there was that.
So there's that, which gave me communication, which gave me, you know, entertainment.
Someone come get me out of this frozen hellhole.
Yeah, cabin fever would have been a million times worse had I not been connected at all. So I did a lot of reading. I don't know.
You could have started whittling.
Yeah, I just.
What were you reading?
Some books, some comics, and stuff like that. Ultraverse comics for anyone that's interested. Prime.
Telling me about those earlier.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know if it's like cabin fever symptoms, but I just like did not want to do anything. I'm just like, you know, just snapping out. I had some moments where like I just really wanted to like not eat paleo and just go off the wagon. Had there been booze in the house, I would have drank it, and I'm 17 months sober, so it's bad, yeah. So I don't keep things around. I don't keep things around, so I don't eat them. I did find a piece of fudge in my deep freezer, and instead of eating it, I just threw it away.
Are you sure? Okay. Are you sure it was fudge?
It was fudge. However, it was 2 years old.
You turned to Jordan and like, you pooped in the freezer. You
pooped in the freezer.
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, kitty litter.
You ate the kitty litter?
I ran out of kitty litter. And I have a composting toilet.
Are you teaching the cat to use the toilet? Please tell me you're teaching the cat to use the toilet. Teach the cat to use the toilet.
Oh, no, because the lid's down. Yeah, he has a litter box. But yeah, since we both use litter.
I love toilet poop and
cats. It ran out, and that was bad. I'm like, you know, I had to keep scooping his, and mine has had to keep the lid shut on.
Wait. You said you both use the litter?
We both use the litter. I just said I have a composting toilet.
Oh, that's what that does?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to use sawdust, but I don't have sawdust. I have kitty litter. Just clay, it breaks down.
Oh, no, I just got this image in my head of you and him both trying to, you'd be like, scoot over, Jordan.
Yeah, so we're gonna get more of that. So household preps, I was pretty well rounded, you know, I wasn't hungry at all, could have used more heavy cream, so powdered heavy cream is one option. Mm-hmm. Could use more sources of fat, so more olive oil, more coconut oil, more butter. More. That would have made everything easier. More meats in the deep freezer.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been good. You know, maybe some, I was like single player games, but I just don't, you know, I mean, I have my Xbox, but I don't really like playing games and I'm more of a party game player.
Yeah.
More of a board game person. And I don't want to sit down and play in solitaire, to be honest. I just don't.
My personal record for that was like 16 hours.
Yeah, I can't.
That was years and years ago. I can't even think of the last time I played solitaire. Counting flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51.
Yeah. So that was it. The car, I saw some...
Saw some hooligans.
I saw some holes in my preps with that. I need snow chains because my car will not grip that well.
Tell them about the thing you saw earlier. The zip tie thing.
Oh, sort of that quick gadget punk. Someone left me a comment on my Facebook page, and I'm going to buy them because I'm sure they're relatively cheap. They're snow chain zip ties. Zip tie them like around your tire through your rim.
Built-in tire tread.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you more tread, and you just run it around, you know, your tire. And you get a bunch of them, and it gives you traction.
Yeah.
If they're under $20 or so for a set, I don't see why you shouldn't get any.
No, I mean, hell, they look like industrial strength zip ties.
With like, tired treads, like it digs into the snow and the ice and it.
Kind of like extra strapping spikes onto it almost.
Yes. yeah. So I want to get a set of snow chains, and I will, but I think I'm going to pick up with some of these just for testing for emergency. I could definitely – there's a lot of times where I'm like, I wish I had more traction. I could have got out here. Days earlier. Yeah, on the way here.
Oh, my God. We spent 30 minutes trying to get up a road.
Yeah.
I could have made it up.
Yeah.
Because my car has all-wheel drive. Yours does not. And
right.
We just hit an impasse on this, road.
Everything's melting, everything's turning to like slush, but there's a couple patches of like hard ice and I just couldn't get any grip in it.
I even tried pushing your car with my car.
Yeah, and that didn't work.
No, our cars bounced off each other a little bit.
Yeah, whatever.
But it didn't hurt them or anything.
No. If I had those zip tie treads, I would have made
it up. Yeah, you might have very well made it up.
Might have.
And you know, the good thing about those being zip ties, I mean, they're just basically long, skinny strips. That's not going to take up a lot of space. A lot of space.
Yeah, yeah.
They
showed them, like, opening up the trunk and showing them, and it's, you know, it's the size of a newspaper, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they lay flat. You take them out of the package and you put them on there, and it's their website does not want to load. I was trying to load it. What are they? ZipTieTraction.com. Here we go. $34.99 for a 12 pack.
That is enough to put three on each tire.
And, you know, obviously front wheel drive, you don't need any on your back because they're not going to do anything. They're just rolling along.
So that's enough to put six on each one of your active tires.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6. So yeah, it's $34.99. That's a little bit more than I kind of wanted to be. I may try to hit them up for
especially for a one-time use item.
Yeah, I don't know if you can take these off.
You can't because you trim off the end.
Well, it will say on your tire though.
Well, I mean, if it's, you know, during a whole icy spell, I mean, imagine it would be okay to leave them on your tires.
Well, I mean, even then, you know, you trim them off, they're going to be the same. They're made the size for your tire at that point.
Yeah, but if they're zip ties, those aren't designed. I mean, you kind of have to break them to get them back off.
Stick a thing in there.
Yeah, but how are you going to get the thing in from that angle? Look at it.
Product reviews. Yeah, I might give them a try. $34. You know, I may give it a try. I mean, you look pretty aggressive. I could see it giving you a lot of traction. I mean, they're like spikes.
Yeah, I could see that, you know, and it would be really easy to set up. I mean, that's something you could set up on the side of the road, like, really easily.
Yeah, you don't have to into it. You just go around your tire and put them on there.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of minutes and boom, your tires are now ready for the ice. Allegedly. I mean, we don't know how good those actually are.
Yeah, I'm going to get them and... Weeders
Digest? Are you serious?
Oh.
The show's developing a theme, dude.
I may see if anyone else has these. But anyway, yeah. Definitely need that. I tried to kind of salt a bit of road, and for most of the week that was pointless because salt really doesn't do a good job, you know. As cold as we have been.
No, I mean, this
the
cold...
The teens and stuff, and lower, single digits.
I mean, yes, it might lower the actual freezing point of the water, turning it back into liquid, but as cold as it is, I mean, icebergs are made of frozen salt water.
Yeah. So, it's not... I kind of tried to, you know, ice a little bit to get up, and maybe it did work, because I had a 25-pound bag of ice, and I salted the part of the hill that I couldn't get up. But it melted so much by the time I went later on that it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't
do a whole hell of a lot of good. It's just going to refreeze the water.
Yeah. Another big hole I found in my preps, and I don't know how to fix it.
Really?
If the power had went out, my plan was to use my backup battery bank.
Right.
And recharge it with my car.
Uh-huh.
Which is at the bottom of the hill.
Oh.
And I could not get up the hill whatsoever.
So you need enough cords.
You
need a gigantic...
It wouldn't work.
You couldn't do, like, an extension?
It would be...
too much power drain.
Moving electricity that far, you'd lose... It just wouldn't be worth it. It would be ineffective and...
By the time it traveled through all that amount of cable, it wouldn't...
Yeah, I would need jumper cables that were... 300 feet long, longer?
Oh my god.
Longer.
That is so absurd.
Yeah, so.
300 foot long jumper cables.
Completely not worth it. Maybe if I had, you know, snow chains, I could get up my driveway, which was a, you know, solid sheet of ice. It was deadly.
Oof.
I almost slipped on it. I didn't. I slipped on another part of my yard because I thought it was safe. I was careful going down the hill and up the hill. And then I got to this other part and I was like, oh, I'm safe. Boom. Fell down and hit the ground. Cause I was trying to hurry up and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, good.
And it was dark.
You should have been wearing your Primal Professionals.
Yeah, no, I was wearing my combat boots.
Yeah, those would probably be better for the ice. Do the Primal Professionals have any traction whatsoever?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Not much, though.
Yeah, I didn't figure. Not like combat boots.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, that's another hole in my preps that, you know, I can't recharge those batteries with the car on the bottom of the hill.
No, no, that could be a big problem.
It could be a big problem. So yeah, I don't.
Especially not stuck in the ground, because then you can't even get out and try to go anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah,
dug 12 inches into the fucking earth.
Shit. So I don't know if I'll be parking there. Like as soon as I got out of there, I just parked in the driveway, just out of the road.
You just pulled into the driveway.
I just pulled in the driveway and just roll back out of it, no matter what.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So, yeah, it was an expenditure. I know you people from up north, use guys, are like, oh, you're a pussy. Well,
use guys just don't know how to handle the weather, like when it gets cold and stuff down there. Like, if Florida got like a half inch of snow, it shut down the whole city government, you know. That's what I keep hearing on the television, you know.
Yeah. I've drove in snow. Well, we don't get snow that often, but I've driven snow several times without a whole lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like driving in ice. That's a whole different ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, snow is one thing. Ice is just a royal bitch. And ice is actually
a dick.
It kept me in my house for 5 days.
Yeah.
I had to unfortunately miss 3 days of work. The first day, the ice storm had hit so hard. My workplace just told everybody, stay home. Canceled work that day.
Yeah.
The second day.
Respectable.
Work was open. Not everybody could make it in, though.
Yeah.
And the third day, I thought it had cleared up just enough for me to make it in. And then I got stuck in a ditch on the way there. When I called AAA, they said it would be at least a 3-hour wait before they could get help. Because guess what? There's a hell of a lot of other people stuck in ditches.
Yeah.
So, that kept me home for 3 days. Finally, on the fourth day, I managed the roads cleared up just enough for me to make it to work. And, yeah, so that was, that actually wasn't the third. I mean, the storm had hit a couple days before that. Actually, the snow hit. When did the storm hit?
Sunday night, Monday morning.
Okay, yeah, so that was the third day. But, you know, I'd already been in the house for 2 days before that because it was the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go anywhere on the weekends. I'm a couch potato. Terrible. Yeah, get it? See what I did there?
Yeah, I was tearing my hair out.
Oh, yeah. To you, it was hell. To me, it was heaven. I love staying home.
And I had to call out of work, and I don't really like doing that. But
I mean, if I had a refrigerator, a microwave, and a toilet in this room, I'd never leave it.
You're terrible.
I know I'm terrible.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into Nutrition Punk. Is that next?
Yes, Nutrition Punk. Officials are declaring that eating healthy is a mental disorder.
This is going to be a fun article. In an attempt, and this comes from globalresearch.ca, that's Canada, a sketchy website.
Oh, that's even more up north than us, don't you know? You guys out there listening, Canada.
Courtesy of InfoWars. That's above us. That's going to be a pile of dicks. In an attempt to curb the mass rush for food change and reform. Food reform.
Food reform.
Psychiatry has green-lighted Freudian slips. Has green-lighted a public relations push to spread awareness about their new buzzword, orthorexia nervosa. Defined, you have no problem with scientific words. Defined as a pathological obsession for biologically pure and healthy nutrition. You like good quality food. You're fucked up in the head.
Oh my God.
In other words, experts are saying that our demand for nutrient-dense, healthful food is a mental disorder that must be treated. Orthorexia nervosa is a label designated to those who are concerned about eating healthy, characterized by disordered eating fueled by a desire for clean or healthy foods. Those diagnosed with this condition are overly preoccupied with nutrition makeup, with the nutritional makeup of what they eat.
In short, If you turn your back on low-quality, corporate food containing known cancer-causing toxic additives and a rich history of dishonesty rooted in a continuous profits-over-people modus operandi, then you may suffer from a mental illness. The cherry on top is that you have the pseudoscience-labeled disorder of orthorexia nervosa. You will be prescribed known toxic pharmaceutical drugs from some of the same conglomerate corporations that are trying to... you were trying to avoid by eating healthy in the first place. Orthorexia has not yet found its way into the latest edition of a psychiatric Bible, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, yet is commonly being lumped in with other eating disorders. Stepping back and looking at the ones pushing this label on us shows highly questionable motives. Psychiatry is a whole in... Whoops, where did I go? Psychiatry as a whole is deeply in bed with the pharmaceutical industry that makes the drugs to treat every one of these disorders. It is often these companies that are wielding influence behind the scenes to invent more mental health categories with their toxic products as the answer. The latest media push to popularize orthorexia as a mental disorder with a goal to marginalize or derail the food revolution appears to have been dead on arrival. I'm just losing my
shit. Psychiatric community have been awake 24 hours. I'm like, half asleep in this article. The psychiatric community has even deemed creativity to be a mental illness.
Poor Vincent Van Gogh.
As the people continue to walk away from the broken medical and agricultural food systems like any abusive relationship, the food makers are willing to do anything to maintain their warning control. Organic and non-GMO food markets have exploded in the last 5 years. So much so that any corporation wishing to not follow the trend risks a financial hardship or ruin. Boo fucking who. In addition, pharmaceutical companies are feeling the strain as less people want their toxic bullshit medications and crippling side effects may cause penis loss.
Does it really say that?
I'm pretty sure it does. Death or penis loss. No! Perhaps some people take it too far to the point of self-harm, but the problem... Can you take eating healthy food too far? I don't think you can.
I think only violent hippies can.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Taking eating healthy food too far. Like what? What the fuck is their definition of healthy food?
We're not even going to finish this article. It's like four sentences left. You can finish it if you want. If you tell me that you consume nothing every meal, nothing but organic or beyond organic, high quality, nutrient dense foods.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you were a farmer in the 1800s.
I would say that you're pretty fucking healthy. I mean, I don't see how you can get that much nutrients and not be healthy.
Look at that big, strong, strapping lad over there. Eating all that organically grown vegetables and meat.
He's fucked up in the head.
He's on a spiral of destruction.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see someone picking up a farm fresh egg and being like, this is your brain. This is your brain on farm fresh organic. No, this isn't the 80s and we're not telling you not to do drugs.
Any questions?
Fool. Yeah, I thought that girl was hot, by the way. The smashing frying pan egg girl. Yep.
Yes, at the time, she was quite attractive.
Yes. But this is dumb.
I don't know. It really didn't show.
Even see how this fucker could be like, you can take it too far. Well, you can't.
Taking eating healthy to a dangerous level.
Everything's not a disease. You're not a fucking unique snowflake. You're just a person.
You're the all
get the fuck over
all
it.
Dancing crap of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, good fucking God.
Everything's not a disease.
Seriously, eating healthy a mental disorder. They're trying to lump it in with, like, OCD. It's not that your food has to be washed 17 times.
You just want good food.
That is pretty much the most retarded thing I think I've ever heard of. This is actually...
This is right up there with the banning of collecting rainwater in Colorado.
Oh my God.
As far as I'm, actually, I think this is more stupid. This has fucking derailed that. I hate this article the most of all times. It has now officially got me pissed off.
Yeah, it's like, a couple weeks ago, I guess there was some big, like, hatred for people that don't like vaccines. I got a comment like, oh, you're not one of those anti-vaxxers, are you? And I was like,
anti-vaxxiners?
Anti-vaxxers, that's a term now. And someone, like, it was sort of scorned, like, oh, you're not one of those AIDS spreaders, are you?
Oh, my God.
What? No, what?
Do you have HIV?
You know, and the worst thing is, yeah, I kind of am anti-vaccine. I don't think vaccines are all that great. Mm-hmm. I certainly never went back for my last round of measles and mumps, which no one gets anyway.
I have not had a flu shot.
I've never had a flu shot in my entire life.
I think in my 36 years on this earth, I've had 3.
You've had the flu how many times? 3?
No.
4?
I do get it every time I got the flu shot, though.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time I ended up with the flu.
Yeah.
And they always try, no, it's a milder version. Bull fucking shit. I had a fever of 103, can't breathe out my damn nose, coughing, every fucking
day. I don't.
Body aches.
I mean, sure, vaccines have done good, but they're also scary, and I just think people should be informed and not like, oh, the doctor said I should take this, so I should do that. Well, doctors are dumb fucks sometimes.
Alonzi?
Yeah, I don't know, doctors just throw shit at problems. They don't even that's why I like chiropractors. They're like, let's find out what's wrong, what's causing these symptoms. Doctors, runny nose? Here, take this, it makes your nose stop running. Well, why is my nose running? I don't know, just take this. So, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors need to be replaced by, like, medical detectives.
Medical detectives?
I've just created it, medical detectives. They find out what's causing the symptoms that you're suffering from and treat that problem.
Yes, well, you see, they have to just treat the symptoms. That way, if the patients get well, they don't come back.
It's the same, like, the analogy with cholesterol is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol is a symptom of the problem. You have inflammation. So cholesterol and your high, you know, in your bloodstream is trying to, it goes out there to fix the inflammation. So what's causing the inflammation that's causing the cholesterol to go fix the inflammation?
Right. That's the root of the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do people stand on top of their roofs while it's on fire and shoot the firemen when they come put out the fire?
Sometimes.
You dumb cholesterol. Don't you dare put out that fire.
I've heard of it happening on the wrong side of the tracks. Yeah.
Mostly from leaders, though. But I just think that's dumb. And I am falling asleep. So let's wrap this B up.
Alrighty, now if you've got a product you want to sell on survivalpunk.com, contact James at survivalpunk.com. You'd like to become one of our illustrious sponsors and get a shout out at the beginning of every episode of the Survival Punk podcast, James at survivalpunk.com. He has great deals for you on different time length packages, and he will accept barter. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be bitcoins. It could be precious metals. It could be meat. If you want to give him 500 pounds of bacon...
I also do product reviews, So there's that too. And if you have, snow chains or zip tie snow chains and you want them reviewed, please contact me and I will give you my shipping address and you will get a podcast review and a blog review.
Absolutely. And for those of you listeners out there that have not joined the Survival Punk Army yet, what the hell are you waiting for?
You guys,
I scream it at you every week. The Survival Punk Army wants you.
Yes. Get exclusive content. You get zip files of all the podcasts and easy to download 10
episode zip files.
Yes. You get ebooks from some great people in our community. You get discounts to 11 vendors for things that you can get all the internet, including Well Food Co.
Anywhere from 10 to 20% off.
Yes. Survival gear bags. They are still a discount giver. Mai Tai Coffee, discount giver. Not them, but I'm going to hit them up, though. So, yeah, good discounts. If you're going to buy the stuff in this field anyway, paleo, camping, survival, all that good stuff, then you need to become a Cyberpunk Army member. We have different options. And just a quick little news information. Do check out Survival Punk on Facebook and YouTube. Me and Mike just uploaded a new video to YouTube where we throw a log caber style.
Absolutely. And you got
before the snow.
Yeah, you guys hear that? You got to see this crap.
Jeff Radke, I challenge you to throw a caber.
You guys up there in Minnesota and up there in Wisconsin and stuff like that, you heard him. You know where he is. Go kick him in the butt and get him to throw a gaber.
Yes. And Steve, you know who you are. Eat a bowl of dicks.
Yep. A big, fat, throbbing, veiny bowl of fucking dicks. Alrighty, and now it's time for my celebrity invite. And this is episode 49, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Which means next week is episode 50. And for my celebrity invite, I would like to invite Peter Capaldi, Matt Smith, David Tennant, Christopher Eccleston, John Hurt, Peter Davison, Sylvester McCoy, and Paul McGann onto the show. Oh, and Tom Baker.
All the living ones?
Well, yeah, I can't invite the dead ones.
Yeah.
Unless their tiredness has actually worked.
We can have a seance on air.
Ooh. Yes, if you're a former doctor, I want you onto the show. Open-ended, open-door invite. Or a current doctor, for that matter.
And with that...
it has been a frosty show.
And on that bombshell...
yeah, the show is, in fact, rounding gambon right now. Well, this has been the Survival Punk Podcast. I'm Couch Potato Mike.
I am James the Survival Punk.
And remember...
Vranetsky.
And remember, when the Arctic winter comes, just be a hell of a lot more prepared than we were.
DIY to survive ice storms, use guys.
Use guys!